world is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you...
All right, welcome back to the scenario. We are back. We are back. Matt, what's been going on, my brother?
Hey, man, I'm out here, dog. Guess, once
again. You boycotting again?
My protest is still intact.
You got the, you doing the, you kneeling?
No. I'm getting a little old for that. That stand down there for too long.
You just don't come out the tunnel until the game starts?
I just have a real nasty disposition about things.
You ain't doing the mom to a roof, though.
Matt just allergic to get down on his knee. You know?
Well.
He's starting to get lightheaded.
The world look a little weird from down here. People are taller than me that shouldn't be. The demands, like, y'all, both of y'all done got married. Before we go into it, we got to introduce our guests. Because then I got to talk about both of y'all weddings after that.
Barber extraordinaire. He's both our barbers.
Yeah.
We talked about on the show about how we talked about different scenarios within the show, being at our barber spot, just in general. Our man Rich is back on from Rich Cuts.
Yes.
What's the address
people
want to come through?
Man, we at Rich Cuts and Styles at 6123 West Florissant Avenue.
Yes, sir.
You can follow us at Rich Cuts and Styles on Instagram.
See, niggas
on next
level. They got websites and shit. Remember your barber? He was like 19 years old. Just tell me to come through.
Right.
Oh, they have a card though. Like, hey, come and call me for an appointment though. You know, I charge $10.
You could always find the barbershop in the neighborhood growing up because it was the only place you just saw cats standing outside. Smoking
and selling tapes, yes. Not DVDs with no DVDs.
Hey, we gonna get into the dynamic of the barbershop, but I'm glad you brought that up because I gotta ask you a question about the barbershop first and foremost. Like, I kind of, I'm gonna save this because this could go a long time because I have some questions. I have some questions about barbershop culture that I think I understand. But yeah, the barbershop is a whole different thing though now, dog. Like, I see them videos. Like, sometimes I see what them Arab dudes be doing, cutting hair on there, and I be like, hold up.
Yeah, they over there setting niggas on fire and waxing niggas' nose hairs and doing all types of shit.
Yeah, getting all this.
These niggas are using thread to do linings and
yeah, like,
all
put people's hair back and shit.
Yeah, they doing all types of, niggardry and, wizardry.
That's not taught though in school, though, is it?
No.
So what is that, like the your PhD, like your master's degree?
They had to go back home to learn that shit. Like, that's some shit that they're not getting over here at all. Like, that's some shit that they are doing strictly over there, and they brought it back here. That is not in your standard barber college book at all.
That's not in the playbook. But yeah, man. So we got my man Rich here tonight. My good brother, we always have all the young noobs listening in. Now you got another old noob on the show. yeah, my brother two ways over. So
yeah, there was one of the emails from Arizona State that was
It's out there. They be listening. That's all I love to them.
There's a whole other contingent of listeners.
Right.
Well, yo to the noobs.
Yeah, the whole way through, all the way. But yeah, man. So now, man, I've been chilling, man. I watched some Oscars last night. We recording this Monday night, so I'm still trying to figure this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a movie about a broad,
and like, that Mary J. Blige really thought she was gonna win, and the way her face looked.
That's it. I wanted to touch on that because that was a real nigga moment.
Yeah, if there ever was really one. Look like.
But I got some questions though. Like, I walked away from this thing with like stacks of questions. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand like what's going on here. So a movie mm-hmm. about a mute chick that fucks a fish won Best Picture of the year. Okay, I just want to make sure I had the synopsis of the movie together, because like I said, I can't rock with that.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's pretty damn good.
I can't get behind
it. That's pretty much the synopsis. That's pretty much the,
have you seen
the Rotten Tomatoes synopsis.
Did you see it?
No, I have not seen it. I actually tried to watch the movie on bootleg, of course, the first... maybe 5 to 7 minutes of it. And I just
checked out.
Yeah. You knew right away.
Yeah,
it was like,
I knew
this
just wasn't for me. Like,
now, did you see
it? I don't know who it is for, but yeah.
Did you see it before or after Get Out?
Definitely after.
It had to be after, because that didn't come out in November.
I don't even know when the movie came out.
November. Right.
See, okay, yeah. See, so.
It doesn't matter. You know, no one who... who favors their time really watch the movie.
Nobody has anything to do in their life.
Yeah, watch the movie. I mean, see, I tried. I really tried, and it was.
It's just it was a non-starter. Yeah, because
I was like, you know, it's like it's got like a mutant fish in there. I'm like, okay, so you know, it's got a mutant in there. You know, could what I'm saying? Like, it could be dope. You know,
is he got powers?
Right.
And shit?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some niggas talking fish and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, I thought it was going to be maybe some Aquaman type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It wasn't a good movie for Fishman. It wasn't a good year for Fishman at the movies. It didn't work out good for them this year. But that, and then I've watched that. And then early in the thing, I was sitting there looking at the nominees, and there's Kobe Bryant. I was like, Kobe Bryant? What? And then they went through and they showed it. And I'm like, that's Kobe. Kobe's really at the Oscars. I'm like, well, he ain't finna get the thing.
Yeah, he's like, he just happy to be there.
And then Kobe wins an Oscar. I was like, oh, shit. What just happened? First thing I thought was
Kobe,
I had.
And the funny thing is, Kobe thought he was, knew he was gonna win though. Like, he was gonna walk out and tell his wife though, "I'm going to the lottery." Right. If he wouldn't have won,
Kobe. But like, well, bigger surprise. 3-6 winning the Oscar.
Oh, 3-6 is the most surprising ever Kobe Oscar history. Look, the 3-6 winning the most surprising. Dude, you ever seen a story about like 3-6 didn't even know what the Oscars was? DJ Paul said he had to go online and figure out what the Oscars were. He was like, yeah, y'all didn't ask me. Like, shit, what's that? Oh, that's a big deal. Okay. He didn't even know.
Oh, I gotta get a suit.
And that didn't happen.
They had no suits.
Oh,
they didn't get around to that part.
They didn't get that part. They didn't get that. That's how like the memo got to them.
Yeah, they didn't get that part.
Maybe thought it was the Source Award.
They didn't get.
They did.
How we getting the BET Award, nigga?
3-6 doing as hard out there for a pimp on the Oscars might have been one of the most awkwardly satisfying moments of my life. Because like the people in the crowd looking like. Oh, shit. First of all, they was looking like, what's happening here? And then they started getting into it. And I'm like,
Taraji gets you hyped at the beginning of that, too.
And the funny thing, that moment was awkwardly satisfying. I think the Kobe moment was just awkward.
The Kobe moment was stunning. I was like, what?
Right.
What just happened?
He's catching a lot of flack from that because of this whole Me Too movement and all that.
He's taking it.
Right. And they said they're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, having this no tolerance. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kobe's been, you know, accused, you know, quote unquote.
Have we gotten comments from Shaq about him winning this Oscar yet? Because Shaq is going to try to star in...
Shaq is mad. Well,
Shaq is about to try to star in the greatest film of next year. We back. We making Steel 2, baby.
He didn't call up the DC and been like, you know, the Steel thing still could pop now.
I saw Shaq on The Simpsons a couple weeks ago. Like, really? It was actual Shaq. He just walked out there and they said, "Save us, Shaq," and he just flew away. like Superman. He said, "Oh no, I can't mess with that," and flew away.
Shaq is collecting checks right now.
Yeah, Shaq is getting that money, dog. Like,
he getting paid way more than he ever got paid when he was in the
league.
Kobe won an Oscar. I was like, I bet. Cool. And the thing was, that little movie they had him in, it looked like them old paintings on McDonald's wall. They had that little, the little watercolor paintings on the wall of the McDonald's.
Like a Van Gogh, like a Van Gogh too.
Yeah. Like, and it was Kobe.
I'm like, it was cool, but it wasn't that good. Was it Oscar worthy?
It was a short cartoon. Like, we could have came up with that shit if we promoted it correctly.
Right.
I was sitting there looking.
The Nelly version.
I was sitting there looking at them documentaries, and I was like, man, I might fool around with an Oscar one day.
Nelly, we give you an Oscar, bro.
We can't touch you right now. You're real hot in these streets right now, though.
No, we can't. We can't get anywhere close.
We gotta wait 5 years, though, if you even touch these.
We can't get anywhere close.
We need that
right
redemption
now.
Story. Like, you
look.
You gotta go from rags to riches to rags.
That's what my dream interviews podcast is, Nelly. And I would still be like, whoo. If he was like, you Nelly want to come on the podcast, I'd be like, I'm going to take it. But we still going to be like.
I'm going to be like, yeah. You know what? Nelly's first CD costs more in the record store here than 12 Play right now. It costs.
Oh, sorry, it does cost more.
It costs $9.99.
He said $5 last week for.
Yes, I confirmed it. His is $9.99 and 12 Play is $5.99. I went back to confirm it. So if you can, even though physical album sales don't mean nothing now. I wondered this. I saw a picture on Instagram the other day of Nipsey Hussle at a CD sign, and I was like, who's coming in here with the CD? Like, are they giving it to you at the door so he can autograph it?
Or you showed it your iTunes that you bought it and you got the physical joint? Like,
I mean, yeah, that might be something like that. Is he, like, signing people's phone? Like, because everybody's music is in that phone that I know.
Hey, is that like the future though? Like signing, like signing my phone, like it's a touch screen. Like he really.
I can see that. Like, and you just say, and you just save it as a picture.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Mary J. Blige's face when she lost, and it was fucked up. They went to her right after she the was announced that the other woman won, and they went to her face, and she's sitting there like, "This is a bitch." Like, and I'm like, Mary, do you know that you aren't even supposed to be here for real? Like, for your song, fine. She did a good job in Mudbound. It was a good movie. It was a great movie.
I didn't see that either.
But her role wasn't that. Like,
from what I heard, yeah.
I mean, it was a great movie. The movie is great.
Right. The director, cinematography, all that. Like,
it was fine. I mean, she, if anything, surprised. Maybe she got nominated because people was like, damn, that's Mary J. Blige?
Well, she got like, we went to go see Three Billboards.
That would be good too.
Yeah, it was real good. But like Woody Harrelson got a supporting actor nod, and he's only in it for half the movie. Like, so they like not even like, as long as you make an impact on the film, like you can get the nod now.
But I don't know if she made an impact like that. Like when I see, like honestly, I think of the dude that played Eazy-E. He was like impactful in the movie. His dad, the white woman in there. And then, like, the two main white characters.
I think
like,
that the dude that played grown-up Bobby Brown in the New Edition story should have got an Oscar.
You know what?
You can't get that, though. He could have got an Emmy. Right. Can't get that, though.
I'm tired of that. It was Bobby Brown. It should be a big old award.
Well, you got the Bobby Brown movie coming out this year, though.
I know. I want him to get an Oscar. I don't want for it to be an Emmy. I understand the Emmys are for TV. I want an Oscar. It's Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown's story going to be so full of pain and heartbreak and all sorts of emotions. It's going to be full of more hip grinding than probably has been on TV since 1992,
too. And coke, yeah.
There's a lot of drug usage.
Coke and crack. And
Bobby assaulted that cake in that movie. He just assaulted that cake.
Yeah.
Like he said, I am New Edition.
And hey, shout out to my wife's homegirl that was in my wedding. No, she was Bobby Brown's girlfriend in the movie.
What? Was she?
Yeah. In the scene where they having the party, the big party, when everybody starts splitting, going to their own groups. Remember when BBD sitting at the bar, like, what we going to do?
Right.
She was the girl that walked over with Bobby, and he's like, what's up, y'all? That was my wife's homegirl from college.
Okay.
She was in the wedding.
No, good for her.
Yeah, Charlene. Shout out to Charlene.
Good for her being in the wedding.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
Yeah.
But nice job on the movie,
all,
too.
The all-star wedding. It's people of, it's the underground all-star wedding.
Hey, man.
For bridesmaids.
I'm glad we brought that up. That's a great segue to that.
But you want to talk about Jordan Peele winning, too, before we go to that?
Sure.
I mean.
Sure, yo, if you want to.
I don't even think he thought he was going to win.
No.
No. was there for the free drinks. He's just like, if me and you was there for like, if we got nominated, we'd be like,
and We sitting back here.
Yeah, like the
good ass wedding, double fisting drinks, and the winner for the most OC podcast, the scenario, and they put that light on you.
Shit.
And you sitting there. They put that light on you, and you got to put that cup down, wipe your mouth off.
The motherfucker in the lobby and getting a drink though. Like, shit!
Right. I done came in, I done walked in. Oh shit! We on stage. Then I ran up there. They playing that music and turned the goddamn music off. They turned that music off. I noticed something about the Oscars last night though. Jordan Peele could have went on for 20 minutes. They would not have turned that music on him. It'd be like they rushing a black dude off stage.
They rushed the people that had like five people that was for like best animation.
They rushed white people off the stage.
They had that music hit after the first person. Like, god damn. One dude had
ears.
No cars. He just ain't come over to, I love my wife.
They cut the music. They cut the music off on the dude at the end of the show.
See 20 people who thank people for animation. Like, nobody cares.
No.
Like, come on, let's get
Coco was dope though. It was good for my
daughter. I haven't seen it.
Coco was good. It wasn't as long though this year, feel like.
It was until about 10:30, 10:40.
But it was 11:30 last year.
When they go, yeah, because they didn't even know how to read last year. Warren Beatty and them came out there and they messed it up so bad at the end of last year, they had to bring them back this year and give them a second chance.
Just let them do it over again. Like, we gonna redo Bonnie and Clyde.
I was like, y'all come back and try this again. Don't fuck this up.
All right, well, let's go into the wedding, your wedding.
My wedding.
The wedding, no, the wedding segue.
Oh, I was about to say, what?
No,
we can.
Oh, it's coming.
We can. We can.
Hey, look. I'm coming Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You coming in that joint a little inappropriate, brother. You going to be drinking that Mike's Hard Lemonade when you walk in there?
Oh, no, I'm at about 5 a.m. That's in the lobby.
We'll stay tuned for that development. But no, your segue was that because you're talking about, you know, people's weddings and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, and obviously I was at both of y'all weddings.
You drink a lot at both of them.
From different vantage points. I drank way more at your wedding.
Yeah, no. He started the shots. Nobody even knew. I came down from taking pictures and shit.
So
this motherfucker has got, we're not even that. They had on our contract, there will be no shots given.
So
somehow Matt has started them getting shots out to people.
So
they?
I did a lot of stuff.
Everybody's so cool.
I did a lot of
giving out shots.
Wow.
I pulled off a lot of things at that wedding because number one, I had Daryl's tennis shoes somehow. Somehow I had his tennis shoes that gave me for the reception. So I just ran into somebody like, "Yo, these tennis shoes, these is for Daryl." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I had them joints. But meanwhile, I was recording a podcast. And I went to the bartender and started wheeling on how to figure out how to get them drinks. So I came in and I was like, "Hey, man, listen, we can do this one of two ways. Either you can just really not pour no juice into that drink at all, or we can just start taking shots. Because you're going to pour this straight pour into here, I'm just going to pour it in the smaller cups. So one way or the other, I'm getting these shots."
They tried to get it off.
They tried to do that at a bottle service thing I was at last weekend. And I said, "Hey, I understand you can't pour shots just because you don't want to carry a whole tray of them back here and you trying to sell bottles. I get that. Give me a quadruple shot of whatever you got here." And I poured it in like 8 cups and voila, we had shots. But anyway, though, back to the point of, I like to bring something to every wedding that I'm a part of. That's my goal, is to bring something different to every wedding that I go to. I got extremely hammered at Daryl's wedding. Like, extremely hammered. I had a lot of time to work on the bar.
Right.
Like, a lot of time to work on the bar. And Richard, I couldn't get drunk. I couldn't even drink before. Somehow, I'm in Rich's wedding, and I didn't even have a stitch of alcohol in me during the entire thing.
So y'all didn't drink before me?
We did not get the opportunity. We didn't have time to, for real.
No.
I think we had was beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and
y'all
Wendell
didn't drink before, like, while y'all getting dressed and stuff?
But it was just like no time. Like,
right.
It was,
like, yeah, we was trying to hurry up.
I thought that it was going to be like a bottle in the room. Yeah. Well, he's getting dressed, but he's also cutting hair. So, like, I'm coming in this joint, suit on, ready to go. Meanwhile, the dude is getting married, sits me down on the bed, and is, like, lining me up. Had just cut my hair the day before.
Yeah, he's like, it's got to be super crisp. It's some little hair growth that happened
right,
in the day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was hooking the beard up, doing all that stuff. I was like, "Damn, this is how the other half live." I said, "This is how the other half live." Before you go outside, you freshened up.
Look, but, Roy Robinson was so drunk before pitchers even.
At your wedding?
Yeah, he came in drink because I gave a package to everybody with like shots in there. I
thought you were talking about his wedding.
Oh no, his wedding.
I saw some drunk adventures at his wedding.
Roy is there. It's gonna be Roy time. He takes somebody like, "No, I don't drink vodka." He's like, "I do," and he takes that, guzzles it on the elevator going down to take pictures.
Wow.
Guzzles it.
Roy almost got beat up in the middle of a reception when he was giving the speech.
My father-in-law, yeah, he forgot that he was there with elderly people.
So he just got to run it off at the mouth.
No, he made a song that we sing normally. He said, "Let's drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker."
People, grandma's over there passing out. Oh Lord!
And he did it confident. It wasn't like no thing. Like I'm scared to do it. He like, "Oh, I got a speech."
He said, "I got something I have to say."
Yo, and when he started singing it, I got up under the table because I knew it was finna go. This event was finna go from 3 to 10 very quickly.
I knew where it
was. So I went up under. I was like, I can't find my keys, and then I went up under the table. I was looking at my keys for a long time, right?
And see, and it was one of those moments where you look around the room and you start to see worry in people's faces, like, increase. Like, people are getting more.
As the song's going on, because they know where it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Is he going to say the cuss word part of the song?"
Man.
And he did, man. And I was like, God damn. Nobody recorded it, though, which is good.
Yeah.
If you ever run to Congress.
I don't need, I have that embedded in my memory.
Oh, this is a great moment for stories, man. No video. I'm good.
Yeah, that was a good wedding weekend, though. We went to, stuff to do that whole weekend. That was a good time. But Rich's, I had a different vantage point at Rich's wedding, though, too. I wish Wendell was here. When we do volume 2 of the Barbershop Chronicles.
Oh, shit, we got
You know what, I'm going to save that story.
Wendell was like the player barber, basically, right?
Yeah, he's probably like the whole of the shop. You know what I'm saying?
Wendell was there with one mission in mind, and that was there to case the room and to pull out victorious.
Right. Hey, Wendell was working the room, right?
He was.
He had a mission and he was on
out there. You know,
he was. He was. I was.
He got at least about three numbers that night.
Yeah, so I pulled off the joint with the shots there at yours, but then I ate some teriyaki chicken out of a pineapple at his joint. I was like, damn.
Y'all are getting extra.
I was like, how we living up here? Like, I was at the front of the room, too, so I got to get my joint hooked up. I was like, this is life right here.
I didn't even get to get one of them ones. That's the messed up part.
Like, you never get none of this shit at your wedding.
Right, man.
You never get none of this shit.
Hey, word of advice, if you ever get married, like, make sure you get a plate. Like, put you... Like, tell somebody to make you a plate, mm-hmm. put it aside for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be hungry that night. Like, please get you.
I'm going to have some food delivered in the middle of that
joint. I had pizza delivered. Yeah, man. I was doing, I ate a little bit. But like, I had a plate, but like, people's talking to you, and you never, and then I got back to my food, it's cold as shit, and then people like, nigga, let's take shots, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, we can take, then I'm walking, I'm like, we taking shots, like, yeah, some light-skinned dude, was out there taking shots early, people, my wife would come, like, there's some dude out there,
it's a dude out there in a suit from the 30s.
He said it was okay.
No, he started drinking shots, so everybody started doing it. Like, all right, I guess, they're like, your party is so great. This is, we're fine with it.
It was live.
The tip bucket was like filled already early. I'm like, oh no, they living right now.
They
so.
Owe me 10% off that.
And then Matt over there got a table with like 15 people around it just shouting at him on the podcast.
I said, we got
to
shut
it down. He had to shut it down. He's like, he's like, hey man, one at a time, man. Everybody can't talk at
the
time. I said,
we got to shut this down. We got to shut this down. This isn't how this is supposed to work. Cats just like, cats see a microphone, and like something about a microphone, if you're not used to them, like people want to get real close on it, like they at a rap show, and they want to just be like talking all up on top of the mic. Everything you say, like we can hear you the same from right here.
Different level. The mic picks up a lot.
Like you're good. Like, yeah, I could drop something on the floor here right now, and that's going to sound like it's right up there by the joint. Like that's the play, but people didn't care. People's having a good time.
So let's go on some barbershop crime.
Hold on, do we have any emails?
We had one. He was just saying that we on some bullshit with the bracket.
Oh, we'll get around. We'll get back to that. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's the thought bracket. But we'll get back to that, though. the thought bracket. We're going to do a 16-person thought bracket.
Some people may reappear from the first one.
Here's a chance.
Like an NIT bracket?
No, some people may reappear, though.
We got an NIT bracket.
Some people may reappear. Shout out to Lauren London. May reappear.
Yeah, she might be a number one in that joint. But man, let's get into it, man, because this is a very special episode where we pay homage to one of the pillars of the black community.
Hey,
the generations on top of generations. Preach. The barbershop. And I have to tell you, there was for a few years, probably since the time I was in college, I didn't go to the barbershop because I picked it up and I just knew how to do it myself. But when Rich opened up his joint and got it up and running, I said, all right, I got to go back, if for no other reason, to support my people. And then also I started to realize I can get more complex haircuts again. So I'm like, all right, let's do this because I can't do this at home in the mirror. So, you know, let's do it. But the barbershop is, I don't know. Let's just think about it. The three most important structures in the black male community are the pickup basketball court, the corner store, and the barbershop.
Mm-hmm. I'd say four, the strip club.
Are we gonna put a church in there, or we go not?
No, just for black men.
The black community as a whole, the church would be there.
Just men to congregate and everything.
Yeah, it's
that place where you go to where I feel like even women when they come in, they understand that's the one place in the woman's world that they walk into and they gotta adhere to the rules.
Yeah, sons, they don't even like taking their sons.
They
want to get a boyfriend just to have their son taking their
right. A lot of them feel uncomfortable. They wait in the car. Some of them is cool. Some of them sitting there talking with you, getting the conversation. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? They do not want to sit in there. They want to sit in the car. They want to just have.
Especially the kids. How old is the kid when they sit in the car though? Like 9 or 10 when they.
Right. When he gets to that age, yeah, where he can just they can just send him in by himself.
Give him the money.
Yeah. Right. Like I ain't seen your mom in 5 years. Right?
So like I feel like
your mom at? Oh, she outside. Right. Damn, she's not here.
So like, and I feel like that's a thing where, you know, to within a certain extent, like everything's on the same level. Like old dudes and young dudes is talking to each other the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, you show some respect to the elders still, definitely. You know, but I mean, people still are just in there. Like some of that respect and deference just go out the window because people are going to take their opinion and it's just going to talk through it. And like, you got cats sitting in the barbershop that don't even need a haircut. They just in there.
He definitely does it his too.
We have several of those guys who just come up there just to talk.
Yeah, they sitting in the shampoo chairs. And...
just ain't got nothing to do.
But you gotta think about that. Still kind of dope though. You're still giving a service to the community though, Rich. Because yeah. Think about like, where would those people that just wanted to come through and just... chill and just talk and just get some kind of brotherhood or some kind of communal thing.
It's the Black Man Social Club, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just want to come through it like
country club, social club, whatever.
He could have been on some shit though, doing some drugs, doing anything. He was like, "Yo, I'm gonna fall through there." You don't never know what a motherfucker be on though.
Right. And they know, you know. First of all, they usually respect the barbershop. The barbershop is usually a safe zone.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it is though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's hard pressed to see a barbershop shooting.
Right. Usually, it's something from outside that kind of festered in. You know what I'm saying? It never developed inside. And the people usually
got shot outside. Like, there go Quantarius sitting coming out there.
If there's a shooting, I've never heard about anything really going down inside of a barbershop because you're violating.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're violating if you do that. And that goes against the code.
You gotta find a new barber. It's like finding a new girlfriend.
Yo, right.
I wanted to get to that.
That's like finding a new girlfriend.
I wanted to get to that.
You know that, you know what I'm saying? They know everybody goes to the barbershop. So, you know what I'm saying? You know that you know that's a vulnerable time for you. You know what I'm saying? Where somebody could get the drop on you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you start that, it just works.
It's because
I'm glad that y'all said that too about that, because if a cat had that pill, if a cat walked in the barber door that he know he got smoke with, he didn't have smoke with for a second, he walked through and he ain't gonna move because he don't want his cut to get messed up.
Right.
So you like cats will weigh they life sitting there. Like you'll be cats in the barbershop that got legitimate beef with each other, but they just not gonna move because you don't want to move and then ruin
like,
that
I'll
cut.
Get him some other time.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right,
good. We got amnesty up in here.
Because usually after getting a cut though, you try to go get up on a woman, especially in that kind of field of living. So I already got an appointment after this I gotta do.
Right.
So I got a tight schedule. I wasn't trying to do a shooting in this my schedule.
Yeah, but see, but here's
my
the thing.
Shooting schedule 8 to 10.
But
so,
see,
I mean,
here's the thing though too is that barbershop that the proprietors of barbershops are small business owners, but also they are small business owners that will pop your ass too.
These
ain't the same rules because they dealing in 100% cash on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So you know, run up on a barber if you want to. You might want to run up on a small time prize fighter first, because at least he ain't gonna just outright pistol
Corey's,
whip your ass.
Corey Spink's brother.
Yeah, you might as well. You might have better. You might have a better deal.
Yeah.
So in regards to the barbershop though itself, like I don't know. I want to kind of like do this in a way like walk somebody into like a barbershop, like either two things here. Either walk them into the Universal Barbershop, because I think there's some commonalities between the Black Barbershop that stretch all the way from Seattle all the way down to Miami.
Yeah,
like, they're just the way that things are. But also somebody that might be sitting in the car because they didn't walk their little son in, or somebody that just never goes to the barbershop at all, has never even thought about it. I need for them to experience this. So, like, what's the day in the life of what you will see pass through a barbershop on, say, a Saturday from a.m. until the time when you finally get out of there?
Is Saturday the worst day?
No, yeah, Saturday is the busiest day. Yeah, Saturday is definitely the busiest day in a barbershop. The funny thing is the barbershop is it's so multicultural. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get so many different types of people, cultures, so many different ways of thinking about stuff, man. You get old people, young people, you know what I'm saying? So you get so many varying opinions on the same subject. You know what I'm saying? Because usually when people come in, whatever the big subject is for the day, whether it's basketball, religion, some Trump did, some, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever's going on in the community, you know what I'm saying? That's where it's going to be discussed at the barbershop. So people can't wait to get in there and give their opinion on whatever's going on. And that's the great part about it, you know what I'm saying? The funny thing is you end up repeating a lot of conversations. You know what I'm saying? You may have just talked about something and somebody else come in and they missed out on it and they just start the conversation right up again. And you can have the same conversation going on all day, pretty much. Sometimes, okay. You know what I'm saying. But it's great conversation. It's, you know, you get to hear different people's point of views. You know, you get enlightened on some things. You know, you learn things. You know, and and that's the most surprising part. The things I've learned in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying. You learn so many different things. So many different opinions on things. You know what I'm saying. And it really opens your mind up to things and different people's points of views.
Cause your barbershop is pretty diverse, even with the barbers that you have there. Even yours is, you got what's your man towards the end?
Bay Bay.
That's an old school player. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He the old school player that's trying to teach cats some shit.
Yeah, Bay Bay always dropping.
You know, then you got Windows, the young gunner.
Right.
And then, like, you're in the middle. You just the regular dude that's, you know, in his 30s trying to get it.
Right. You know, Windows probably like the Ricky of the, you know what I'm saying? The dark skinned version.
He like
Ricky.
He like
the more barbershop.
He's like Kobe when he was wearing number 8.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, man. And he's very, and we're all very opinionated. That's the great thing about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we all usually stand firm on our opinions. And you know what I'm saying? Once we get to go in, then we get opinionated customers that come in there, and then they get their point of view, and it just goes, man. And it gets intense sometimes. Like,
what is the craziest time you've seen in there?
I'll say the biggest conversation pieces that get crazy, or number one has to be baby mama drama.
Really? Yes. I've never been there for baby mama drama.
And see, yeah, you haven't. If you've been in there, doing
is there
like
a certain sector of dudes that come at a certain time?
They have kids that if you get them there at a certain time and you get to talk about, especially child support, if you just mention child support. If you ever been in there doing some child support conversations, oh my god, that touched so many nerves, boy.
I've been in there for both of those, yeah.
Man. I've never been there for child support.
When I say it just makes you not want to have kids at all.
that's real.
But man, I've heard so many horror stories about just child support and just so many people getting messed over by the system. It's just it's kind of sad, but you know it does happen.
You gotta be legally protected, man. You gotta do the 50 shit, man.
Man,
the 50 shit. 50 is trying to teach motherfuckers with that shit. He's like, put yourself on papers early. You have a kid. You go down there.
Right.
Put yourself on papers. Don't be no conversation like, well, I ain't gonna put you on no papers. No, I'm good. Nah. Go down there, get yourself on papers, and then it's like, you know, that's fine. I just pay through the court, though, whatever, you know.
Right,
if I get
everything
extra,
you give her is a gift. Like, that exactly.
Exactly, so you need to put yourself on papers.
Yes.
Always.
I don't care if you got receipts. I don't care if you got
put yourself on paper.
Video proof.
Don't matter. That's a gift.
None of that matters.
They're like, hey, we ain't sanctioned that. That's an unsanctioned.
Right.
That's
unsanctioned.
That's an unsanctioned contribution.
Baby mama drama will touch some nerves. That and like, and religion, of course. You know what I'm saying? Those are always touchy subjects, especially when you get those Hebrew Israelites.
You got Hebrew Israelites coming in?
Is this not after working hours? Especially we got one customer in particular who, man, he gets to pull out his Bible it's usually why he's sitting in the chair, but yeah, it doesn't matter, man. If you get to talk about religion, he's gonna pull out that Bible and get to quote the scriptures and that's why they say, like, The funny thing is, in barber school, they kind of teach you, like, those are the things you kind of want to avoid, politics and religion.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just because, like, those are the things you don't want to bring up because, you know, you can create, you know, conflicts in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? So, certain things like that, you know what I'm saying, that people take personal. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to avoid. You know, you could talk about sports and argue about that all day. You know what I'm saying? Which we do. But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, when you talk about politics and religion and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, that was going to be sensitive subjects. So.
I like how, speaking of politics in the barbershop, I like how old boy in Washington, number 45,
yes, sir.
How he's become that motherfucker. Because his name is only referencing, you see what that motherfucker did?
Right.
Like, yeah, people don't even, you'll say Trump, you'll get to him, but in the barbershop, he is, do you see what that motherfucker doing now?
Right.
Like, his name has become, like, one long, it sounds like a Music Soul Child album. it's like, it's just all a big run-on of whatever is in your mind.
Or your boy, you know?
Yeah. He does get handed off on people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your president.
Have you seen any crazy incidents up there with people? Like, yo, this is getting real tense.
I mean, we've had, usually the crazy incidents come from the beauty shop side. Like, we've had, you know, fights on the beauty shop side. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually it never gets that far with the men.
How do women fight in the beauty shop? Because they don't talk as much. I'm thinking, this is my ignorance maybe in saying this, but I'm thinking I got the dry on my head. I really can't. Discussing nothing.
No. Oh, they talk. Yeah, and that just means you have to talk louder. is what that means. Yeah. Yes, that just means you.
What are they arguing over? Is it a personal?
I mean, sometimes
it's supposed to get into a fight.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know what I'm saying. Like, all it takes is for somebody to walk in that may or may not slept with somebody.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's a personal.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes, or it may just be, you know what I'm saying, like.
Beyonce or something. I saw this bracket. They had Beyonce in the second round.
First of all, Leah wins that. But moving on.
Beyonce
beat Leah. Yeah,
we will talk about in the future times the Beyonce saga in the minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So, like, to me, the thing I really appreciate is, like, how much you can really, like, set up your life to be ran through things that present themselves to you in the barbershop situation. Like, if you sit in there long enough, you really can have everything you need in your life brought to you up in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Especially you on a Saturday, you can get an outfit. you can get your little dime sack or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You can get some DVDs,
you can get some food.
Yeah, you definitely get a plate, you know what I'm saying? Miss Pat got you on the plates, got some of the best food you've ever tasted. And yeah, your whole Saturday can be complete at the barbershop. Yeah, it's an event, you know? It's a whole event. I've had cats spend their whole day in the barbershop on a Saturday or whatever. Just
posted.
Yeah, just posted.
Like the movie Barbershop.
Right, literally. You know what I'm saying? They came up there, smoke, sat down, talk, watch the basketball game, ate. You know what I'm saying? Then got in four arguments, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just had a whole day of it.
Like, you'll see that in there. Like, the thing, it amazes me, the things that, like, Rich has that, like, just bring themselves to him. Like, we getting ready to order some food. Like, I'm sitting in the chair one day, and they, like, let's get some spring rolls. I was like, some spring rolls?
Ooh, how we gonna get this past? I was like, are you in your mind? You like?
Well, no, in my mind, I'm
good for my West Force.
Well, no, in my mind, I'm sitting there like some spring rolls. Shit, I can get spring roll. I can get two or three of them from the payway or something like that. But it is like the way they talking about these spring rolls. I'm sitting there, I'm like, ooh, man, these things must be something roll. Different.
Yeah. That's a little bit of heaven right
also,
there.
Also, somebody makes
yeah.
I need to go on the weekends. I'm never there on the weekends.
Saturdays, Miss Pat's, man. She sends us a menu every Saturday. And
she's her own restaurant or she's like a caterer?
She's like a caterer, yeah. She's worked with celebrities and everybody. Everybody has tasted these spring rolls, man. They are magical.
Wow.
So, like, my thing I really appreciate, though, is that if you sit there and you really trip off when you sit in the chair and you listen to what's going on around you, Every barber that's really got a good clientele got a little bouncer in them too.
They do.
And they'd be like, yeah, cats be calling them with their desperation. Like, the two people to get the two most desperate calls in America are girlfriends when you just stayed out, girlfriends, wives, significant others, however you put it together, when you just stayed out too late and you already know you're trying to minimize that gripe. Mm-hmm. Or B, your barber, when you're trying to plead and find an hour. Lawyer.
And when you trying to get into some shit that happened to you, you're man, like, yo.
Hey, dog, these cats trying to play me. But you
they said like, I had murdered three people at Michonne's. Were y'all Michonne's?
But the phone calls you'll get, and you'll be like, nah, dog, I told you to be here at 5:30 yesterday. You can't be calling me thinking the same time good for the next day.
like I just keep that spot open for you.
But cats be bartering, man. It sounds like the Oregon Trail the way cats be trying to barter to get their way in.
Man, cats have missed their appointments so many times and have had to call me. It was like, hey, man, I got pulled over. I was asleep, man. I just got off work, man, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what do you
like? Want?
I'm booked the rest of the day. I don't know what you want me to do about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man. I got to get in there, man. Right,
but you got a third arm and shit. I just sit there and wait another turn if you got a third
what's
arm.
The, what's the, how many hairs do you cut in an average week?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Like, if you had to think about it, because it seems like it is
what's the max you can cut in a day? That's actually what I want to, like, what's your Olympic record type? What is your Michael Phelps of cutting? Like,
one day.
Like, when you'd have been in the zone. Like,
one day I did 20 cuts in 3 hours. Like, damn. Like,
probably, let's say on average, every cut is about 30 minutes. You
right,
know,
okay.
So you work an 8-hour day. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying 16?
Yeah, so on average, let's say about 16.
But the most you've done, you think you've done more than 16 in one day before?
Oh, yeah. The most I've probably done is somewhere probably in the neighborhood near 30.
Damn!
Now, which holiday was that next to?
You said what holiday was
that? That was Christmas, you know. I've spent 24 hours in the shop before.
So motherfuckers was coming like 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah. Like, it was, oh, man. Like, I remember, yeah, that was when I was a young gun, and I was just out here hungry. And I was everybody that came.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I'm like, yo, it ain't worth all that.
I'm telling you, like,
damn, that's a
no point going home. Like,
so like, you got, goddamn, that's a lot of. What holiday is the haircut holiday?
Ooh,
or like, what events do you see people like just coming in? Like, when you see that rush, like,
or if you see a concert, probably like, fuck, it's gonna
because
be
here's the thing,
that it, Thursday is gonna be crazy.
Well, Christmas and Easter.
Okay. So you got one coming up.
Yeah, those are the two biggest holidays. Yeah, Easter's coming up. So Christmas and Easter are two biggest holidays where you're going to see the most. And then you got, you know, shit like Memorial Day, July 4th, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Shit, income tax time. When niggas get. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
really?
The thing. Like, we have our peak seasons, you know what I'm saying? So. Right around, you get the holiday season, you know what I'm saying, of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, and New Year's. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So it kind of just goes in.
Then it kind of slows down after New Year's. And then it may pick up around Valentine's Day.
Because I'm going to try to go
out. Yeah. And then Valentine's Day hits. And then after that, you pretty much waiting for taxes to start coming in. And you start noticing niggas that you haven't seen, you know what I'm saying, in like a month or two. You know what I'm saying? You know when they bring them and their kids in and they say, yeah, get them some mohawks and designs. Yeah, you know niggas got their taxes
put
back
little
in.
Earl
Right. Yeah, go ahead and give them a little blind patch right there. Sponge the rest. Give them a little design. And yeah, hook it up. Yeah. That's when you know niggas got their income tax check.
What's been the craziest time we've seen like an event, though? Where somebody, like, was that one specific event? Where you were like,
was cats getting their hair cut for Black Panther?
That's another good question.
Not as much for Black Panther. Niggas, you know what? In St. Louis, shit like 3 months, 4 days.
So 3 months, 4 days.
Yeah, especially back in the past, like when
it was
first
real big?
popped off. Niggas was actually like really coming out for like hood shit like 314 day, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day before I was cutting, like, you know, niggas cutting used to, you know, Mayday Parade back when that was big and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So now it's not like in a, like a concert or something, you're like, yo, these motherfuckers is out for this one. Nothing that specifically sticks out to you, like
nothing in particular. You know what I'm saying? Not, especially
like
not
Summer Jam or something.
Yeah, I mean, back in like I remember when I was especially like the young kids go to Summer Jam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I was in Spanish Lake and like for Summer Jam, especially when it first popped off the first few years, I was cutting basically all of Hazelwood East and all that. You know what I'm saying?
All
the
Hazelwood East kids.
Yeah, right. So yeah, so of course, yeah. Back then, definitely they were out there for Summer Jam.
Damn. Yeah. I guess so. I guess that's a thing. The thing I always appreciate when I look in there is the struggle. The struggle. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10. How much beneath a 1 is it to cut a little kid's hair? Is it like a negative, like 8.5?
Do you see a kid, you like, fuck.
Right, and the funny thing is, kids, you get, like, it's like either or. Either they gonna give you hell, or they gonna be good. You know what I'm saying?
Or there's no in-between.
Yeah, there's really no in-between a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? And some of them just don't want to be in the chair at all. They just don't want to be there. Like, so they don't care if it's hurting. They don't care if it feels good. They don't care if it tickles. They don't care what's going on. They gonna scream and cry the whole time because they just don't want to be there. They don't want to sit still. They don't want to listen. And then you get some kids that just act like you're not doing anything to them. They're just sitting there chilling, not paying, like, you know, looking off in space, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just so funny that you can use the same clippers or the kid that's the exact same age, and one can feel like you're killing him, and one can feel like
not giving
yeah, food. You're not doing anything. Like, so it's just, it's kids are funny, though.
And damn, I was having this conversation this weekend. I knew that this show was coming up, and I got to remember what it was. Oh, yeah, it was about barber loyalty. Now, I don't know if this is a folk tale or just a belief or a common fear that cats have. Mm-hmm. But I myself am not one to come up in the barbershop after a month with only a slightly uncrisp haircut. Because I feel like it's going to be like you show up and you got another gal with you and you bump into your gal and you be like, oh shit. Like you out and you see your barber and you looking fresh and you like, oh shit, give me your hat.
Give me your hat.
Is that true? Like, cats have a loyalty, a fidelity to their barber.
There definitely is a definite loyalty, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Cats are more loyal to their barber than they are to their guild.
100%.
Because they be in there talking about how they not being loyal to their barber.
Right.
So your trust.
The barber know your business. Well,
okay, so what is the hierarchy of trust with the barber factored in to the black community? Let's do the top, the tree of trust here,
hey,
real quick.
I have heard some stories like niggas have done everything from confiding me to they gender preference to
what? Also, really?
To bodies to
hold on,
I'm saying,
hold on.
To all kinds
so cats be like, yo, I mess with dudes on this. So it's fine if they do. But I'm saying, but like, I wouldn't think that like. So they just was this something that you like that was open that they were. Is they just on, like also like telling you like I'm on a down low with it, or just like just talking in general?
Just talking in general.
Okay.
You know
okay.
Saying?
No. No. No.
Like,
okay. That's different. Then. That's different thing. Because I was thinking like they're revealing you that I have this. I'm going on with like I'm on the low. You know what I mean? Like he's a psychiatrist.
You
in this
right, joint?
It's different
right,
if
like,
he's open with it. Like
yeah
that's what I am.
It's,
that's fine. It's different.
You in this joint? Take a little bit off the top. Yeah, man. I just been liking dudes a lot more recently.
Yeah,
on the, and you're sitting
but
there,
I ain't
you
told no, but I ain't
you sitting
told
there,
nobody.
You sitting there, like, oh, word.
And that's fine. No, it's fine. It's like, yo, I mean, I'm open with it. I'm gay. Whatever. That's fine.
There have been situations where, like, especially like, cause like, first of all, like we can, like we have kids that come in there that we can tell are gay.
They got they on
from him. Yeah from they like are 10.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You can just kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so we've had kids grow up, you know what I'm saying? And we know they were gay. They have come out, you know what I'm saying? And told us in the shop, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that they're openly homosexual, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's, I mean, like, we, like we're a therapist for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, the funny thing is, like, we really are. Like, cats really come in there and confide in us. And, you know what I'm saying? Just get to talking. You know what I'm saying?
What's the craziest story you heard?
I don't know I mean, usually it may have been something with some homosexuality, or it may have been like, cause like I remember one time a cat kind of came out to us, and I don't think he even know that he came out to us. Like, we
have he hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, no, I don't even think he knows that he's gay. Like, you know, like, I don't even know if he knows. Like, we were having a conversation, and it was about like, somehow we were talking about thinking about, like, if you have to think about a dude to while you're having sex, you know what I'm saying, to maintain an erection.
You're gay.
You're gay.
Yeah, 100% gay. That's
fine. He didn't find that gay.
No, that's gay.
So he's gay. Yeah, no, he's gay. And I don't think he knows
that. He doesn't know. He doesn't accept
you know what I'm saying? Like, like, if, yeah, if you have to think about, like, guys...
Or bisexual, whatever, though, but you do have an affinity for men.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And for some reason, he didn't find that to be homosexual.
Think about dudes? And, to keep your joint together?
Yes.
I think about a grocery list, maybe. Like, I got other stuff to do in the world, and I got to think about it just so I can keep my composure, because this game is getting serious in here.
Yeah,
but not a dude.
Yeah, so,
hey man, more power to him.
Right? Yeah, and we all.
I've been thinking about batting averages. Like, man, if Barry and Bonds.
It was always.
Man, if Michael Jordan would have never retired, he could have had 8 championships. That's as close. That's as close as I get to it. But I don't give a damn about Michael Jordan. I'm just
I'm thinking about the statistical.
But see, here's the difference. Y'all are trying not to bust.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to bust.
Oh. I'm trying to keep my. I'm like,
you trying to, you know what I'm saying? You trying to.
Prolong this, trying to make it last forever.
Yeah.
Right.
while make it last forever is playing.
Tiger didn't take them Quaaludes, man. Could he have won a Masters?
Damn, why was Tiger Woods stroking chicks from Applebee's? He had options.
I probably did it too, though. Yeah. I mean, I get free Sundays. I get like.
Niggas is going out for a
free ribbon baskets. Like, you just be thinking of random stuff in your head.
In your mind.
The chick looking at you, looking at the ceiling.
Look,
what the fuck are you looking at?
No. It's like, I came 15 minutes. Like, it's 15 minutes later. You didn't thought about all kinds of stuff. You're like, you ain't came yet? I already came. You're like,
fuck. Oh, girl.
I was trying to make sure you was cool though. I wanted to do this wormhole.
I was on autopilot. I'm sorry.
You sitting there like, no, girl, I'm just getting started. I'm here for you tonight. Right back at it. I wonder whose suit was doper, Black Panther or Iron Man? You in that joint just wandering.
I wonder if Black Panther could get farther if he was in an Iron Man costume.
Would the Flash be faster if he was black? He gotta be, right?
Or would it be racially insensitive of them putting a black man saying he fast?
Right.
Damn,
I wonder what Claw mixtape was really sounded like.
When he was talking about that, I was like, shut that SoundCloud leak out.
When he stopped that joint, he was like,
real, if they were smart, they should have had like 2 or 3 tracks ready to like
oh, I heard there might be some. I heard it like they like, got like,
even if they bullshit like
right just,
they need to put it in the bitch. They,
it's the claw like even if some bullshit like that over right
it's gonna be funny niggas is gonna listen it's gonna go
they
viral.
Need to put it in the DVD viral, in the definitely. DVD release they need to put that jump drive in the DVD release so you can get it.
I mean shit they got what fucking Hamburger Helper had a fucking mixtape that drop mixtape
and it went hard too
and that shit went hard. They had concerts with that, you see that?
Speaking
they had live concerts with the Hamburger Helper dude out there and they rapping over and he's up there like this, the Hamburger Helper dude in the crowd.
Speaking of DVDs and mixtapes, what are the most common things that cats come through the barbershop slanging?
Yes, what is the... Because the culture's changed.
Do you have a policy on what cats can... Obviously not hardcore narcotics.
The funny thing is...
It can't be class A felony of drugs.
Oh, then you're going to get me locked up.
Right. One of the most, like... like shit like Dove soap and shit like that. Like that shit is like gold. Like, cause like everybody needs that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like soap and like laundry detergent and shit like that. Like everybody needs that shit. Yeah. So if you like, you know what I'm saying? Like if you see if a nigga selling a thing of laundry detergent for $2 and that motherfucker is normally $15, like you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't need it, like yeah. it doesn't matter. You don't need,
it's like being at Costco.
It's like nigga, $2, you're not gonna buy this nigga.
Give me the 3 gallons of ketchup.
Now that is the reason to go to the barbershop on the weekends, though, because you're not gonna get some of that shit on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You gonna get that shit on the Wednesdays, or you go on the 1st, or you go on the 15th. Right. Go as close as you can to the milestone moments, because on the weekend you can walk out of there with everything you was looking for. Right,
go with $50 in cash.
And one of our best boosters, man, died. Man, I'm really sad.
Wow, yeah, yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, man, she was really responsible.
Well, she got killed, or
No, no, I'm just saying, it's like her, like we depended on her, and her dying was just real inconsiderate. You know, I'm just saying,
really inconsiderate. The way
I see things. But yeah, man, like apparently,
young
she got,
old,
yeah, she was. I don't know how old you was. You know, crack is a hell of a drug.
She came here. Maybe 19.
Like, if you like, if you can grasp the age of a crackhead, like you're a skilled.
Not for nothing,
be
19. Yeah, like, you have 19, no idea. Like they 40.
Right, you just have no idea. That nigga could be 1,000. You don't.
No, he's Abraham.
Right.
Oh, she was coming.
Yeah.
She had the good. Well, she had all kind of shit.
She had all this shit, man. Like I just ran out of the last nigga soap, and I thought about her when I was in the shower. It's kind of fucked up, but it lasted me. Like I've had that shit for about a year. Like
God, you know, damn, you like, had a year worth of fucking
yes,
soap.
I buy it every time she came in.
So you was just stocking up. Just
hell yeah,
here you go. Here you go. $5. Boom, boom,
right.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I was good.
Rest in peace of that sister.
Yeah. She was good people.
That's a contributor to the community.
What is the best thing that's been brought into the barbershop to be sold?
Spring roll division.
Yeah. Where you was like, God damn, somebody brought in a fucking Ferrari Testarossa for
$500? Somebody brought that. Somebody.
I bought my PS4 from a kid. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
$75.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah.
They was paying tribute to
was
you.
Was it in the box or was it like wrapped the core wrapped around
he
the PS4?
He had a box, you know what I'm saying?
It was a box like, or was it the PS4 box? was it a box?
It was the PS. It was like it was kind of like say he stole it, right? I'm not saying he stole it because I wouldn't buy it.
And he stole the box too.
No, but yeah, something. Like he happened to see the box.
And he was
on
like,
the way
oh
out.
Shit, this is better than my market.
Yeah, right. Let me get this. You know what I'm saying?
So you had somebody else games on her and shit though, like somebody
who's Marcus, I don't know. Fuck Marcus. Yeah. Delete. You know?
I'm gonna be signing my new
right.
shit. Yeah, brought you the Xbox games with that joint too.
Yeah. Did he have games with it too?
You had two games. Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Two controllers, two games.
Damn, two controllers too.
Hey. That PlayStation 4 controller cost $40 by itself.
That's what I said, dude.
I got it. I had one controller for like 3 years.
I'm
like,
trying to tell you.
I'm like,
said, because you live by yourself, yes. You're like, fuck, why didn't you get a second controller?
That was by far the best thing, my best purchase that I've made.
That's
I mean, was it like a thing of like, you hit it? Was he like coming in advertising? I got this, or he's like, "Hey, yo, Rich, I got it like, for you, though."
Yeah,
like,
and
he was like, he's like your concierge. Almost like I got something for you, though. Like you know, what I'm saying like you're gonna love this.
Yeah. He came in and he was actually looking for Bebe because that's his go-to when he need when he tries. Bebe's
look. Bebe looks
right,
like he's a guy that buy a PS4.
Bebe has all sorts of business running through that.
Yeah. Hey,
Bebe probably
about the resale, so he started with about. About buying
75
Bebe probably get to cut about 10 heads a day because he's got moves he's got to make throughout the joint.
He's he's cut 10 less heads because he's hustling. Gotcha. Shout out to Bebe.
Absolutely. Hey, so has anybody ever walked in and asked you to cut something and you like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous.
You got a veto.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just kind of got to alter a person's thinking on shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think that's going to look good on you just because the way your head sit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to kind of make your head look kind of fucked up. Like, but you got to kind of got to.
And then they end up blaming you because you the motherfucker that cut.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just kind of got to do your best, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
because some people just be adamant about it later.
Right, like this is what I really want. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give you the best version of this that I can give you.
that's art, dog. Like, you really is like cutting. You really out here painting art on cats. Like, legit don't. Like, do cats come in there and be like, they want to get that soul glow curl, though? Or do they know better?
Hey, cats, I do have a couple customers that I do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything comes back. You know what I'm saying?
So texturizers are back?
I'm not going to say they back.
Do you got them big ass?
They do get them.
Do you got them heavy duty ass gloves where you got to put that joint in
there? Heavy duty, the big green ones?
Them big ass gloves. Cats, and like, when I was growing up, like, in 88, when I first started going to, I could first remember being at the barbershop.
That's when that shit had light in it, the niggas was getting their shit set on fire. And
I hate I've been alive that long.
The North County Kitchen Curl. That's what I used to call the texturizer, North County Kitchen Curl.
Yeah, the good folks of
that's what I called it. Because cats used to get that little texturizer. that texturizer in somebody's kitchen.
Yeah.
And then get the gel up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I used to get myself texturizers back in the day.
Yo, I had one texturizer. That motherfucker had me popping, dog. Yeah. No, bruh, the chicks waves, on me, y'all, dog.
Be busting,
so I had the box curl.
Oh, you had
the box curl.
You was looking like
one of them Playboy niggas with the box curl, the waves on the side.
It was somebody. I looked like I'll say their name off the air. We know them all personally, but I won't say their name on the air. But it was like this person I want to say that he's like, yo, this shit was popping. I was sitting there like, yo, I'm here though, man. And then I lost my luster thing, my boy crib, so my shit got dried and fucked up because I left my gel in his crib.
Yeah, you gotta hit that gel on deck.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I can't do this no more, man. And my uncle was like, what the fuck is this shit in your hair? I was like, man, it's a texturizer. I was like 13 or 14. It's a texturizer.
Man.
And he was like, man, get that shit about your goddamn hair. Only time I've had a texturizer, man. One time.
That's got it. It's, and is the barbershop chart required, like, by law for you to have the... The 20 cut chart on the wall.
And when do the pictures change? Like, when did, like, what, like, is there a 5 year?
Yeah.
Or a 10 year?
Because right. I was in high school and they had the same chart they had in that joint when I was like five.
Right. Because from probably, you know, saying 95 to 2005, like, you know what I'm saying?
Same,
like,
guy
the
was
same on. Chart was, yeah, that chart was about the same.
Is that across the board nationwide? That same chart? Is that, whoever made that, are they making paid?
There's one that I've seen, like, across all barbershops, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, like, just floated around. It was like everyone has probably seen it. It was like the same little
when every cat on there looked like Charlie Murphy on Real Hollywood Stories.
With different verses of Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. They got that one kid on there that's frowning. Got like a fucked up head.
Is anybody coming and asking for a Covadas?
Yeah.
So somebody's asked for a Covadas.
The older heads, you know what I'm saying?
They asked for a Covadas.
It's the OGs that come in there to ask.
The Covadas, my mom would threaten me with that.
You gotta be 60, nigga, to get
No, my mom would threaten me with a Covadas. That's like the threatening thing. Like, if I was bad in school, she's like, we're gonna go take you up there and get you a Covadas. And then you see, that was number one. You're like, oh no! Not the Covadas! That's the full ball joint! No! Not the Covadas!
It's really not ball. It's just the kids. It's like, that's like the
old kid. Yeah, it's like, kid, like, not the Covadas!
It's a low even cut, but the kids is like, oh no, I don't want to be bald!
Not the Covadas!
Hey, kids get offended by the idea of being bald, dog. Yeah. We was in there with our homeboy the other day. His son practically trying to talk him out of it. Like, why you go cut all your hair off? For what? Like, he asked him about six times, and like, he came back to it like every 5 to 7 minutes. So you know that shit was at the front of his head. Because a kid gonna ask you, I've observed child habits in there so many times. Like, kids' attention span is like 45 seconds, and they're like pouncing around that whole thing. Them little dinosaurs in there, you'd be flying around. Like, I just be sitting here looking this way, and then I just see like a little yellow flash of like a dinosaur get thrown. I'm like, oh shit.
What's so crazy is me in that rich spot, man, reminded me, man, about how much there's diversity between niggerdom and regular black. Mm-hmm. Niggas versus blacks is real. And like I know, like, that Chris Rock joke is probably one of the realest jokes he's ever said. And I realized that in a rich spot, and the time I realized it was two times ago I went. And a dude was in there talking about LeVar Ball with his league. And he was like, oh no, that nigga can do it. Like, he was literally arguing us down. We like, yo, you know Duke has like unlimited amount. Like, they're the top 10, 15, 2,000 players are never going to go do that league, though. It's going to be a dude that couldn't qualify for the clearinghouse. Man. All these kind of different views. Like, but I mean, they're going to get paid, though. I'm like, but how's he going to get into the arenas? We kept bringing up all these different things.
Why do you assume that they're not getting paid already? I think that if
that's what we said, though. Right. But that's what we said. We were saying, like, dude got a double bag for you with $250. Sitting there for you, though, chilling.
Man,
so that's his name, Tyrone?
Yeah, he has the worst opinions on anything you've ever
seen. He was sitting there dead serious. I'm like, yo, my G.
So, like, you get to sit there and kind of be like the dude up on the ledge looking at niggerdom versus Black Logic versus versus.
He got people in there with like PhDs and masters and like people, you know, like people were kind of like
the tennis referee. I'm just sitting up on my perch and I'm just watching this volleying of arguments
because you see
this
educated motherfuckers versus these other. Because that's what happened though. Because it was like, because me and Brennan was there though. Brennan was sitting there too.
Oh, I remember Brennan. Yeah, oh, Brennan. My God.
So you got so this side though, it's all this. It's me. He got his son with him. And then, so it's me and him are like, nigga, we went to fucking school with motherfuckers. Like, we know what it is. Like, dude, you work at Jiffy Lube, my G. I don't even know him. But I'm just like, dude, I saw motherfucking Marcus Fizer pull up in the first Bubba Line Lexus, like on campus,
man.
In Ames, Iowa.
Man, I remember
and,
one time.
He might have gone to LeVar Ball League over that. What?
It was a cat in the barbershop once that was trying to convince us that all white people had basically evolved from like apes and pigs. Like, he was like,
well, black people didn't.
Though. Yeah, but black people didn't. Like, they are the ones who, like.
Was he on some Nation of Islam shit?
I don't know what he was on, but he was trying to convince us. He was trying to go in depth, like, scientifically, but he wasn't really explaining science. And was Brennan was in there.
Brennan was there.
Yeah. And, like, Brennan wasn't saying shit this whole time, and then he just. He just called it. He's like, man, I was sitting here listening, man. And I'm gonna try not to say nothing. But you are literally pulling this shit out your ass.
I frustrated my son with me. My son is getting all fucked up from all this bullshit.
Man, you up here quoting shit that don't make no goddamn sense.
Yo, oh, cats, and the thing about it is, like, the barbershop is like the Royal Rumble too. Like every 3 minutes, somebody new show up. And then, like, sometimes you see somebody walk in, and you be like, oh, okay, hey, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? You know, then them topics going, and then, like, that buzzer go off. Oh, shit, it's John Cena.
Diesel, it's Diesel.
Right, it's like, oh, shit, it's The Undertaker. Because you know he finna come in that argument, and he finna take it to another level.
So, how long did Brennan sit there and take it?
It was about half a haircut, he said.
You was cutting Brennan?
Yeah. He tried his best, and just couldn't take it.
The dude, bro, he's like, but he can pay him. I was like, how is he gonna get these venues? Are they gonna play in Tupelo, Mississippi? I was like, where are they playing?
I was sitting there one time, and I was like, this shit gonna be like, Love Me Sexy. What was that movie? When what's the name had the basketball? When Will Ferrell had the basketball team.
Oh, Semi-Pro.
Like, he gonna have them up there, the Flint, Michigan Tropics.
That's what I'm saying. But that's where he gonna be playing at. Flint ain't got good water though. He be like, hey, look here, y'all. I got free water for everybody.
Right. I'm bringing water back to Flint.
Yeah.
Big baller,
saying,
baby.
Man. Like,
big
that's
baller.
Like,
big baller water brand, baby.
And it taught me something about us as people, though. That conversation, though, Rich was like impactful to me, though. Real talk. I know that sounds crazy as shit. Hey. But, like, it made me realize, because, like, dude, like, we, especially as us, you don't get it because you ain't in the corporate world and shit like us. Mm-hmm. You don't, and I live in a fucking West County and shit, and I'm like, yo, like, you forget how much there is a disconnect. You have a disconnect between the hood, though, and yourself sometimes, though. Like, being talked about, what's been going on.
And then, because, like, when, like, you know, when you work in the corporate world, like, you can have conversations at work, but it has to be censored. Ain't no real conversation. Yeah. Like, when you know what I'm saying, you go in the barbershop, it's uncensored.
Yeah, but then you realize there's a whole nother, you be like, nobody can really believe this can work. And then you find out, somebody believes this.
And so what you also have to do is learn to respect other people's opinions.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to hear them, whether you like it or not. And some people, like, are going to have the total opposite opinion of what
you didn't even think it was possible that this opinion could really think about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like somebody really doesn't like the Black Panther. Like, there's a person, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. What? Yeah, like, yeah. So
you didn't get that?
Right. So, yeah. And they're like, I didn't. Oh, perfect example. When people on Facebook and we're talking about people who thought that people were mad about the Black Panther movie because they thought it was about Black Panthers.
It's the one guy that shit went viral from here though, right? You talking about, right?
I don't know, but
about the 10 reasons that Black Panthers suck.
No, I didn't even see that. No, I didn't even see that. But yeah, but there are people actually who actually thought that this was about the Black Panthers. And so it was about this movie sucked.
What's fucked up is, you know, John Singleton was trying to direct it at first with Wesley Snipes was trying to get John Singleton directed. And John Singleton wanted to connect it with the fucking Black Panthers. And make it in Oakland. And say like the Black Panther came to Oakland and help out the Black Panthers.
No, and even though tied it to Oakland, you know what I'm saying? It still had nothing to do with Black Panther.
But it was just a little small shout out though. Like, and he's from Oakland, he's so from, I get it.
Right.
Yeah, so Wakanda has jumped the shark.
Right, but I'm like, nigga, so you went into this, you literally went into the movie theater thinking that you were about to see a movie about the real Black Panthers.
A Marvel.
You were thinking about Wakanda and everything.
You've never seen a commercial. You've never seen a Facebook video. Like, yeah, how is they advertised the fuck out of this movie?
And I know you got the little Boost mobile smartphone. You know what I'm saying? I know you got that Boost Metro PCS joint.
Nigga, you ain't seen the Snapchat filter or nothing, nigga. Like, come on,
you got
3
gigabytes on your fucking Metro PCS for your data. I know you saw the trailer.
Come on, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, I didn't think those people existed. And it was like 2 niggas in the barbershop.
Wow.
Who thought that? And I was like, so you niggas do exist.
That's what I'm saying. You realize that. And I don't know if white people, do white people have an intersection like that? And I've thought about that before. I don't think white people have intersections like we do as Black people.
Nah.
We constantly, at some point, we intersect with who we are.
Right.
And where we come from. Brad Pitt is from Sedalia, Missouri. He ain't been to that fucking trailer park ever. Mm-mm. Since he went to Mizzou and pledged ATO and then he left and became an actor. He may have been back 2 times for like them like making Brad Pitt way or something to Sedalia and like the visit. I think he moved his parents out.
Because they were there for a while. Because I remember when I was in Springfield, they had like a mansion like
somewhere. Oh, they did.
Like,
his parents
like, were in Springfield. Like,
oh, but they went to Sedalia. Yeah, exactly. They were still went to Sedalia, though.
They were outside of Sedalia.
People, Sedalia is a small ass fucking town in Missouri, though. But I'm saying, but we love our culture, regardless how far we get. We always want to still, in our core, be a part of our culture at the end. Even if we were Republican, whatever, we still want to be down, at some extent, with being Black.
Yeah.
From Stacey Dash to fucking Clarence Thomas, still on his sexual assault charge, was still trying to fuck with a Black chick. Let's keep it 100. And then he still was like, I'm gonna get some chocolate.
Right.
So it's a song by Onyx. They say, you know, the hood, no, you can't get away from the hood. The hood always gonna follow you. So the barbershop is the hood, though, because this cats would probably live out in fucking Winsville to probably come down to your spot,
definitely.
They'd be like, yo, damn.
You cats from way over, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, the barbershop is, you know what I'm saying, the microcosm of the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get it all.
Alright. Let's get your thoughts on this. Do you want your process first or
no, we can just go through what we got right here. We'll get to mine.
Let's get into this bracket.
It's time for the weekly brackets. Dopest black women of all time brackets. It's
Sweet
time.
16 results.
Yes.
Man. Some people already started voting already in the Elite Eight. That's, I appreciate y'all. People are that dedicated. It closed, they was on it.
We had 2,700 votes. We had 2,700 votes so far on this thing.
So I appreciate everybody for that, man.
And
so,
I feel like I'm about to have my heart broken here.
Down goes Frasier, this motherfucker.
Let's just go back. Let's start in the Halle Berry region.
Halle Berry region. It does have an upset, though.
I mean, it's not an upset in my book.
It's Hollywood in it, first of all.
Yeah. Hollywood's going to probably win this shit. Quite as kept as they say. Right. Now, the Nia Long region is going to give us some problems now. Because it's going to be real. Your brown skin sister's going to come through hard on voting.
Okay.
Believe that.
Yeah, we're really about to pit the AKAs versus the Deltas or something.
No. That's what it's really finna turn into, for real. Like, the final four is finna be AKAs versus Deltas.
So,
I believe that. We don't know.
So, what it's we real. Had was, we had Halle Berry in the Elite Eight. In the Sweet 16, the sweetest 16. We'll start it off here up in the Halle Berry bracket with the namesake of the bracket, Halle Berry, taking
that's
on.
We named the bracket after the number one seed.
Okay.
Yeah, she took on.
So she has Halle Berry.
Respect.
And she took on Tika Sumpter.
With her fine dark hair.
Yeah.
And she ravaged her. Mm-hmm. Like, she almost, this was almost a victory by 30 votes.
Yeah.
Like, this was not fair.
Now, Tika was an upstart, because I think our listeners may be a little bit younger. She beat Vanity in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she could really beat Vanity, though, if our old school players really got online voting.
Right.
Like, everybody over 30 really got online voting, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that, though.
Yeah. So you're saying she was a...
Yeah, but Tika bad, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
it's because of the time. Vanity is, in the church now. Mm-hmm. Maybe the church contingent didn't want her to be voted farther, you know.
No, Vanity did.
Vanity, did she die?
Yeah, she died last year. She was sick.
Damn.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. I would have voted for Vanity. I didn't vote for Vanity.
Nope.
I fucked up.
That's why you got to vote for Peak Powers. And what I saw was, last night, I was watching the Oscars, and they were showing the Best Actress Award little montage, and they showed Halle at Peak Powers. And I was like, God damn.
Still, God damn.
I done seen this 1,000 times, but it's still... In this montage of all these other women, they showed Peak Powers Halle in the middle of that joint, and I was still like, God damn, she bad. Shit.
Yeah.
So Halle ran off and almost won that one to go to the Elite Eight. She almost won by 30. So, I mean, if you're still 30 balling people in the Sweet 16, you a juggernaut.
So the most controversial winner that's been pushing for, she's just coming out. So who would we compare her to? There is a team in my mind I'm thinking she is, that it has been like that. She is Arizona.
Who, Halle?
No. Stacey Dash is Arizona. That every round they would only win by 1 point, and they're winning the whole thing when they had Miles Simon, Mike Bibby, Diggerson, and all them. You was like, man, they kept winning every round. 1-2 points.
Yeah.
1-2 points, but they kept moving on. Mm-hmm.
So...
Stacey Dash
knocked off on
Lisa Ray. Well, Lisa Ray did had some upsets now. Lisa Ray got all into the Sweet 16, though. She had to go in for the playing round.
Lisa Ray had to beat LaToya Luckett, and then she beat Iman. And that Iman victory.
That was a big one. That was a 4 seed.
But here's the thing. You get to Stacey Dash, and I still see the conflict votes in Stacey Dash.
Because how close it is?
Stacey Dash done won by one against Oprah.
Oprah and Lisa Ray.
Because cats don't want that on their soul to say that they stood up for the most shallowest.
Part of their manhood.
Yep.
You have to bracket up?
Yeah, sir. Yeah. Oh, the actual bracket itself. Yeah. So,
Stacey Dash versus Halle Berry right now in the Elite Eight.
Mm.
Then we get down to the Nia Long region. Nia Long knocks off the great Nicole Murphy.
And she knocked her down, too.
What the funny thing is, though, Nicole Murphy was up on her by like 10 votes at the beginning of the voting process.
That looked like the Apollo Creed Rocky fight.
That was that comeback, huh?
Because she came back and almost won by 20. She won by 17.
Yeah. Mm. And next up, we have the you didn't say she's a Gonzaga, right? We said she's the Wichita State, not Gonzaga.
Hey, she's coming out and handing people.
She's knocked up a 2 and a 3 seed here as the 7 seed, the great Elise Neal.
Wow, hold on.
Who did she go up against?
Hold on.
Elise Neal took out Kenya Moore. I'm sorry, she took out Naomi Campbell.
Okay.
And Sally Richardson.
Okay, so she had a her bracket wasn't that strong.
Ooh, I don't know about that. So you said Naomi Campbell and Sally Richardson? Do you remember Lowdown Dirty Shame?
See, here's the thing.
What, I was upset with that. I was in a protest when I saw it.
What are the age demographics of the people that are voting?
There is
you
no age. It's peak talent.
Yeah, okay, because some people may be, you know what I'm saying? Because
at least Neil looks bad at 50 right now. That's what she is seasoned later on, though.
She is.
Because that is a current picture right there you've seen.
She is. And the younger crowd is going to remember her more than they're going to remember... Who
Naomi Campbell. We got old heads voting too, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we got old heads.
And women.
Okay.
And women gonna judge you no matter when you hit.
Right, but at least Neil is fine, but I feel like her bracket wasn't the toughest. I'm just gonna throw
it. I mean, she was a 7 seed. We thought
Naomi Campbell, one of the most popular models of all time.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But she's like that next supermodel fine, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of funny looking supermodel fine, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, my wife said that she's tall and skinny, right, and like the game changed on her. My wife said the game changed on her. So that her beauty isn't as beautiful as like we believe it as being younger cats looking up to Naomi Campbell, seeing her in a Michael Jackson video.
Right.
Like the game changed of how we look at beauty though, like a little bit more. She like she's basically almost a white fine almost to a extent, but just dark skin.
Uh-huh.
Let's move over to the bottom of the Pam Grier region then.
Okay.
The bottom of the Pam Grier region. Megan Good got dropped off by Vanessa Woods. Closer than I thought.
It was close.
Wow.
It was close.
Megan Good. I told you, Megan Good has a contingent of people.
That was a good one.
That want to be down, man.
Yeah, and I'm surprised.
See, Megan Good, as she's going home now, we follow her road. She took out Tyra in a stunner to me.
She took out Tyra. I was a 3 seed. Because she was a 6 seed. Because Megan was a 6 seed.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. She took out Tyra in a stunner to me. And then she ran into that.
And maybe
that
so remember though, Tyra being on the front of Sports Illustrated though. That's what I'm saying.
I definitely had that poster.
I remember that was a big deal when that went down.
Yeah, looking into your soul.
Yeah.
Looking into your soul on that on that poster.
Yeah, I'm sure half of America has rubbed out a few times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then we had the great Pam Grier knocking off my upstart Sade. She washed her.
She had to go.
That's because Sade beat his upstart Zoe Saldana.
She
got knocked out early.
Yeah.
By Sade. Because it was the whole thing. We had to pit them because he said that Zoe Saldana looked better than Sade. So,
and Daryl decided that Zoe Saldana didn't even deserve a vote to be in the brackets initially.
I don't think she's not technically black, is she?
Yeah, she's black. She's Afro Latina.
Okay.
Yeah, she's black. So she's in there. Rosario Dawson's there too. She got knocked off early.
She got black taste. She only date brothers.
Do you want to go to the Beyonce bracket? Do we want to goes Frasier bracket?
We're gonna work our way to that. That's the main event of the week. So we got Pam Grier took care of Sade, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next we got Janet Jackson versus Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm. Janet Jackson beat her. I think it was a squeaker.
By 1 point, I thought.
Yeah.
Two.
Really?
That's the enduring power, though. That's that Janet.
That's
that Janet from that Love Will Never Do video.
But they also got to be thinking. People must be thinking about young Janet and young Gabrielle. Current Janet is finer than current Gabrielle, if you ask me.
But that's even worse than they go say. At least Neil moving forward is Wichita State in this bracket. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go ahead and win the AAC conference. Mm-hmm. 32-1. Nobody believes them in them, mm-hmm, and is moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to push her to the Final Four. Matt said she's gonna make the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
She's she's a fighter. She's a wrecking machine.
So we have our first upset of this.
The humongous upset of the
Beyonce bracket. She goes down to Angela Bassett. What? The 4 seed. Knocks off Beyonce. Angela Bassett knocks her off.
How is that possible?
Knocks her off.
I don't think
Angela Bassett's bad, man.
Yeah, she is. Is she being awarded for her longevity?
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so you saying she's Duke 99?
when everybody was a senior. No, I'm saying Trajan Langdon. I'm saying that she's Elton Brand.
No, I'm saying that she's the Spurs right now, but we still treating the Spurs like Tim Duncan gonna come out, and Manu Ginobili gonna come out. There. And then you realize that that's LaMarcus Aldridge. That's not
the
Tim Duncan.
Number one seed goes.
I feel like so. Here's the thing I'm gonna say about that is that Beyonce is one of the Beyonce is one of the coldest pieces of work I've ever seen in my life with my own two eyes in real time, like ever. So here's what I'm gonna say. There's a lot of brothers that don't like Beyonce because Beyonce be dropping a dime in their women's ear. And I feel like some of them brothers, got a chance.
She's saying some charging calls went the opposite way.
I feel like there's some brothers got a chance to finally get that shot off on Beyonce, and they decided.
And some women too, though.
And they decided to take it down.
And some women too.
That's fine. That's fine. But I'm gonna tell you the demographics of this bracket is probably 80-20. And you got to have that 80-20 to get that 3-point victory. That's a massive win for the underdog to get a 3-point
victory. Massive win. She was a 4-seed too.
Especially since she's about to get hammered now in this next bracket.
You think so? You think Janet's going to make it to the Final Four here?
I think Janet got to go.
You think Janet's going to make it?
I think
Janet's going to push. It's going to be the old school bracket on the right side versus the new school bracket on the left side. It's going to be her versus Pam, I think.
If she... Vanessa Williams about to get Pam.
You think Vanessa Williams going
to
get it?
She about to get her. She about to get her up out of here.
She might. She might, but if we look at it like with the Angela Bassett, like, you know what I'm saying, Pam Grier has been fine forever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing, is that, I mean, we missed out on some people. We have missed Maya, we missed the Carrie Hilsons, we missed all those, you know, we got it.
Did y'all have, like, Alicia Keys or
anything? Oh, man, nah, man, she stopped wearing makeup, man, and kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and no disrespect to her, I appreciate her for doing that. Right. And I respect it, but it's.
But like, I remember when that was a conversation, though, like, who's prettier, Beyonce or Alicia Keys? Like, y'all
remember that too, though.
Yeah,
that's not
true. That used to be a conversation.
That's not true. I would think hanging out with Alicia Keys would be funner than hanging out with Beyonce.
Yeah, for sure.
She's a funner hangout. I guarantee you, she's a funner person to hang out with, probably. Yeah. But we talking about just straight up fun? No way possible.
It's time for me to cast my votes for the next round.
You gonna do it? So Rich, let's go. Your vote, Rich. We're gonna go every round. You give your vote too, though. So we got Halle Berry versus the upstart. I mean, Stacey Dash is like, is she the Duke? She's the Duke in this bracket. She's the one that everybody is rooting against, but they keep getting forward in the
room. She is Duke.
She's Duke. She's Duke. She keeps winning. You like, fuck.
Halle Berry is like Kentucky.
Yeah, it's like you.
It's Duke versus Kentucky in Elite Eight.
It's like you hate her, but you know how good she is.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and you can't get mad when she move on. Right, you be like, well, damn, they got number one picks in the ACC.
So I'm going with Halle Berry simply because I think Halle Berry is the timeless.
So who is this? Who are we doing?
Halle Berry versus Stacey Dash.
Yeah, I'm going to go Halle.
Halle Berry is the timeless.
Just because I wanted to see, just to see how far she can go.
You hear me? This is how far she's supposed to go.
This is as far as she's supposed to go. I'm going right now, Stacey Dash.
She can't take down an all-time great, right?
Look, she was in front of King Magazine. Halle wouldn't do King Magazine.
Yeah, Halle was too busy making James Bond movies.
Halle put her titties out there for the whole world. Stacey
Dash did too. She did Playboy too.
And everybody appreciated that.
Because she didn't have to do it. Halle didn't have to get that to us.
Right, Halle didn't have to get that. Come on, and then we saw her with it in that Monsters Ball, nigga.
Yeah, she was getting hit by Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah,
I'm giving negative 10 points though for the Billy Bob
Thornton. I mean, yes, but she was ass naked out there.
She was tossing that thing around. Yeah, she was tossing that thing around in there too.
Come on, everybody wanted to make her feel good. Come on now.
To this day. Yeah. Halle Berry's giving us a lot of great.
So, your upstart, at least Neil versus the great Neil Long. I'm going Neil Long, man.
Yeah, I'm going Neil Long.
So, this is the end of the road for
Neil? I'm going Neil Long. Neil Long is like Georgetown. Like 96 in this motherfucker.
They go live with Iverson.
Yeah. At least Neil Cole.
Iverson with Phil Harrington.
Yeah. Victor Page.
Yeah.
Victor Page.
Yeah. I can't believe that this is happening. This is Angela Bassett versus Janet Jackson.
This is actually very interesting.
I can't believe this is crazy.
Angela Bassett versus Janet Jackson.
I was supposed to have Beyonce versus Vanessa Williams to have that old school versus new school throwdown. That was supposed to happen. Yeah. I'm taking Janet Jackson.
I'm taking Angela Bassett.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I'm taking Angela Bassett through.
I'm taking.
Angela versus
I'm taking her to the final.
I'm taking Janet Jackson.
Ben, I think my prediction is Vanessa Williams versus Nia Long in the finals.
Okay, that would be ridiculous. But
we got a lot. We gonna have fights. Like that's a fight. That's a fight finals.
I'm gonna go campaign in that one.
You got Nia. Nia and Emma? Nia over
that's what we got.
Hold on, we had Janet and Angela Bassett. Did you took Nia over Elise Neal?
Yes.
Yeah. So now it's Janet versus Angela Bassett. So I'm gonna say right now is that I respect Angela Bassett's beauty. She's beautiful, she's aged well, but she ain't never been what Janet Jackson was.
That's true. Absolutely. That's a great point.
Ever. Like, that's she's always been point. A beautiful lady. Yeah, she's been,
just been classically.
Yeah, she's been classy. She's been all of these things. Janet Jackson was talking that Cash Money shit on that Velvet Rope album. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very true.
And I Janet Jackson.
I saw Janet in concert when she was here. And she still got
I was in them in black pants.
Yes.
In them black pants.
Do some things. Yeah, Janet still got
So it. Janet, and then if you go to that Janet album, when Janet was at peak powers with the curly blowout, and if you go back before that, to like the Love Will Never Do and Escapade and all of that. Yo, Janet Jackson is
anytime,
fucking...
Anytime, any place.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
he
so let's...
He jacking off to Angela Bassett.
No. Right? That's true. No, that ratio is probably 12 dicks to one in Janet's favor all time. All time. Yeah, sorry. I can't do it, man.
All right. It's Pam Grier versus Vanessa Williams.
See, this is worth discussion at least. I want to have a discussion.
This is.
So, Pam Grier is the 70s.
Yes.
She is the 70s. Yes. Like, Pam Grier is...
But I do think that Benita McGee looks better than her, though, but Pam Grier is actually more iconic than Benita
McGee.
But
see, Pam Grier got that gangster to her, though, too.
But Benita McGee does, too. Yeah, but looks better than her.
But here's, not for me. Not for me, she don't.
Benita McGee does look better.
For you, she do. Not for me, she don't. Pam Grier is the icon.
Benita McGee is bad.
She's the icon. You know who Pam Grier is, though.
Of course.
Because right, that's the icon. No, because you're going with the icon situation. I get that. I'm going to show you a picture of Rich. Go ahead.
Pam Grier versus Vanessa Williams. Vanessa Williams is one of the baddest of all time, though. Mm-hmm. Just on her own accord. Vanessa Williams is out here, bro. And for them purposes.
Vanessa Williams' face is prettier than Pam Grier's face. If you ask me.
Yes.
Okay. But Pam Grier's total package, this one kind of gives her the edge. And the fact that she was, well, even though Vanessa Williams did, you know.
She did Penthouse. She did,
yeah. But Pam Grier put this shit on film for us.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Damn, this is a tough, a tough call.
Oof.
Yeah. Still, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying on it. Yeah, was bad.
She would have never got through on the voting.
Vanessa Williams. I'm going Vanessa Williams.
You going Vanessa Williams?
I'm going Vanessa Williams. Ooh, that final four, tough. Ooh, God.
So your final four is Halle Berry, Nia Long, Janet Jackson, Vanessa Williams.
That's a tough gang right there. That's a tough game right
My
there.
My final four is...
Your final four is Stacey Dash, Nia Long, Angela Bassett,
Vanessa Williams.
And Vanessa Williams.
I have one seed in my final four.
I'm good with this side. On this side... This is
Beyonce was Beyonce. To be in
yeah, I was gonna say Beyonce should have been in there.
Beyonce is supposed to be.
I mean, she got knocked off by Cincinnati. The Cincinnati squad.
Angela Bassett is Cincinnati, like with Danny Fortson and like Kenyon Martin.
Cincinnati with
Steve Logan.
Steve Logan, DMX. I just called him DMX. Yes, Steve Logan.
And I'm even okay with Vanessa.
Who's Vanessa Williams? Vanessa Williams is like Kansas.
She is. Nah, a little bit more consistent. Kansas be off and on.
But Vanessa Williams be fine, but she doesn't ever fall into that finest of all time. She just be there and be around the conversation.
And just keep on moving forward.
That's Kansas.
North Carolina.
Vanessa Williams never wins, though. Carolina actually gets it done.
So you're saying that she would be Halle Berry?
I think that she's Kansas. I think Angela Bassett can't be Cincinnati. That's like young school gangster. Angela Bassett's like UCLA.
like that's old school.
Yeah.
Stalwart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old school star or St. John's.
St. John's. Damn.
St. John's with well,
who's Stacey Dash? Stacey Dash is Duke.
Yeah, Stacey Dash is Duke.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is Neil Long then?
At least Neil is Cincinnati.
Okay.
At least Neil is Cincinnati. Okay.
Who is Neil Long then?
She's like Kentucky.
Michigan.
Neil Long is Kentucky.
Oh, you said Neil Long's.
Or North Carolina. How about that?
I think Beyonce was North Carolina.
And he got knocked over.
I think Beyonce was North Carolina.
Janet no, did. I think Neil Long needs to be Michigan. She's sassy, a little bit sassier. Though,
Michigan
kinda
State?
Michigan State, you mean?
Not regular Michigan.
I'm Michigan Fat Five Michigan.
No, it's got to be the whole program. That's just 4 years.
Yeah,
the whole program.
Yeah, you can't go. Yeah, we can't break it down.
The Michigan State. Michigan State then.
I think she's Kentucky. That's consistent. Is that talent for years, and it's not going anywhere. But, and that plays at the pro level, too. That produces at the pro level. That doesn't have its best years before it goes pro. That is at the pro level.
So you said Janet Jackson is...
Janet Jackson is Indiana.
Old school blue blood.
Yes. She's from a prestigious institution. She's the finest product of a prestigious institution.
That's a good one because the Jackson family got and she's from Indiana because she's from Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so no, that makes sense. She's Indiana.
Yep.
So we got Indiana versus Kansas, and then
Kentucky versus
Duke. No, wow. Kentucky.
Who
versus...
Who is Hallie? Hallie in the NBA. This is Kentucky versus the Chicago Bulls.
No. You said Hallie was Kentucky.
No, I said the Nia is Kentucky.
I thought we said Hallie would be...
North Carolina.
North Carolina was Beyonce because she got eliminated early.
Yeah.
Hallie is the Los Angeles
Lakers. Who is the most coveted institution that we have?
She might be Alabama North football
Carolina.
The way
North
she runs.
North Carolina. North Carolina.
There's got to be people new to North Carolina.
Hallie is UCLA now. All the titles, all the credit has been dope for forever. Hallie is UCLA.
But now they're not relevant.
They was last year. It's not, it's
they went to Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah, it's Hallie. Hallie's UCLA. 12 titles, golden.
They went Final Four with like
golden
four
locks.
4 or 5 years ago. With a
got a little bit of hater in her, like Ed O'Bannon. Like that's yeah, she's yeah, she looks like UCLA. Look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Look at her.
Or do we switch it up and give it to her home state and make it her Ohio State?
No, not in basketball. Nah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
This is football. She'd be Ohio State now. She from Cincinnati?
Yeah, she is from Ohio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, man. So
who produces the most Playboy models? Which is
by state? Ohio?
Probably California, right?
No, Ohio.
Really? Yeah. The most Playboy models come from Ohio?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know where they don't come from. From Missouri.
But we also average probably the most baby mamas, though.
Oh. The most?
Yes.
Missouri?
Yeah, St. Louis particularly.
Just St. Louis. Yeah.
St. Louis particularly.
Like if you had a baby
your
mama.
Your favorite rapper has or singer or actor has a child with somebody from St. Louis.
If you had a baby mama heat map, St. Louis would be like there's a tornado and a cyclone going on in that motherfucker.
Ultra hot zone.
But it's a tornado going on, but it's unlimited drinks, so you still may want to go ahead and like still decide to go though. Like you I'm gonna take my chances. It's open bar.
Yeah.
It's open bar there.
Yeah.
Rich, let everybody know again, once again, where they can hit you up. Come to the bar.
Yes, you can hit me. You can follow me on Instagram. That's rich_cut. That's rich_KUT. You can follow the shop at Rich Cuts and Styles. That's RichKutsAndStyles.
Appreciate it, Matt.
No, where it's at, man.
Let me hit you up.
Get ready for the season, man. I saw that, you know, all the technical stuff right now.
Are the Cardinals going to suck this year?
Get past that? Nah, they'll be fine.
Are we going to be middle of the road?
Oh, they'll be a wild card contender.
Oh, okay.
See where they at. Yeah, wild card contender. They still got to do some maneuvering during the season. Take advantage of, you know, how things come along. But it's gonna be a dope baseball season.
You going to SEC tournament this week?
I might, depend on what time they play when all that's going on. I'm trying to balance.
I forgot the SEC tournament was gonna be here and everything.
Yeah, so I plan on going to the weekend session though. If Mizzou wins their first game. They play Kentucky on.
That's their first game is Kentucky.
No, second game.
They got to play first round.
That game
I saw. I don't think it's set yet.
Oh, so. Is it Kentucky's going to open a round game?
No. The first round is like the 13.
No, but I'm saying, but like, but then you would still know.
Well, Kentucky, I'm doing this based on Kentucky winning. Like, Kentucky's playing, going to play like Ole Miss.
Oh, you said for the weekend coming after that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you're saying with quarterfinals then, basically.
Oh, yeah, right. They'll play on Saturday. So if they're still playing on Saturday, I'll go.
Oh, because that'd be semifinals then.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. All right.
So
right,
then
right.
You'll go there.
Yeah, I'll go to that. I'll go to that.
Is Porter going to play?
Yeah.
They claim he is.
Yeah.
Is he going to start?
No. Super six. Manage the minutes, use him on the second team.
Should he really play? Even?
Yeah, he should. Right. He should absolutely
because he needs to show that he can do something.
Not
because
he needs to show, but just because he's healthy. I think it's more for him than it's for him. I mean, like right now, I mean his floor is like the number six pick, but his ceiling is like two. Play.
If he come out and ball out.
Yeah, man, come out and show what you about.
So you saying.
Plus, they gave your daddy $1,000,001. They gave your daddy $1,000,001 for you to play for Mizzou.
You said ain't no way you pass DeAndre Ayton, no period.
Or Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic or DeAndre Ayton is going to be number one, depending on who get the pick. We'll see. But yeah, man, you know where I'm at. Cheap Seat Fan. Here every week. New show getting ready to drop shortly too. Real soon, the new show getting ready to drop too. So that's going to be
an adventure. Are y'all losing LeBron or what this offseason?
We're gonna need Wendell to be here to give him trouble about that.
Yeah, but more than likely he will be leaving.
Really? You think so? To LA, you think?
No, I think he's leaving somewhere in Texas.
You think it's going to be Houston or San Antonio?
Yeah, somewhere in Texas.
He ain't leaving the East.
Would he be a dick and go fuck with Mark Cuban?
Nah, he going to the Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks. You heard it here first. Man. Big baller brand, baby.
Big baller brand.
We're taking over Atlanta.
And by the Hawks.
It's going to be Jello. It's going to be Jello, Mello, and my adopted son, Brian.
I think he can afford the Hawks right about now.
They for sale. Aren't they?
Yeah, they for sale right now. Yeah.
Let's see what we can do.
Nigga, everything in Atlanta for sale.
Highest foreclosure rate in the country. Mm-hmm. You can always get a crib in Atlanta.
Nice, I believe.
Five bedrooms, everything.
You're living like you ain't living.
Pay your taxes, though.
You be living like you are not living.
I got cribs in Atlanta.
Yeah. All right, thank y'all for listening. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com. As always, straightolc on Twitter. Appreciate y'all for listening. As always, straight out low cash on our Facebook page, too. Appreciate y'all for listening, as always. Peace.